Title: Roughneck Ableton Live 12 Kick Weight Approach with Crunchy Sepa Texture for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper roughneck jungle slash ragga DNB kick in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is really specific. Big low-end weight that doesn't turn to mud. A sharp little bit of attack, so it cuts through busy breaks, and then that crunchy sampled and resampled texture, the kind of kick that sounds like it's been bounced to tape, chopped on an old sampler, and played off a dub plate. And we're doing it in a beginner-friendly way with stock Ableton devices. But the mindset is very real jungle. Layer it, commit it, degrade it on purpose, then make it sit under a break like it belongs there. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to drum and bass territory, 170 to 174 BPM. I like 172 as a default, so let's do 172. Now create three audio tracks and name them. Kick sub kick attack kick crunch, open parenthesis, resample, close parenthesis. Select all three tracks and group them. Command or Control G, name the group kick bus. Cool, this gives us a clean three-layer kick feeding one bus where we glue it together. Now step 1. Choose a source kick, but don't overthink it. For old school jungle, you can start with a 909-ish kick, a breakbeat kick, or a Chunky's acoustic kick. The important part is it has a usable thud and it's not like a 2-second tail. Drop that kick sample onto the kick SUB track. And remember the goal, we're shaping it. We're not waiting for the perfect sample to save us. Step 2. Build the weight layer on kick SUB. On kick sub, add EQ 8 first. Turn on a high pass filter at about 25 to 30 HC, 24 dB per octave. This is just cleaning useless rumbles so your low end stays tight and your limiter isn't doing overtime later. Now, if the kick sounds boxy or kind of like it's coming out of a cardboard box, dip around 200 to 350 HC by maybe 2 to 5 dB, with EQ around 1.2. Subtle. You're not trying to hollow it out, you're just uncluttering it. And if it's fighting the snare body, sometimes a tiny dip around 500 to 800 helps. Again, tiny moves. Next device, saturator. Set to analog clip. Drive it about 2 to 5 dB, and turn the output down so it's not tricking you by being louder. Then enable soft clip. This part matters. Saturation on the weight layer is not about distortion. It's about making the low mids feel denser, so the kick reads on smaller speakers and it doesn't disappear the moment the break and bass come in. Next device. Drum bus. This is the thump machine. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Set boom around 10 to 25%. Boom frequency around 45 to 60 HC. Here's the musical idea. You're basically tuning the extra thump to sit nicely with your bass. If your sub is living super low, you might push the kick weight slightly higher so they're not sitting on top of each other. Set damp around 10 to 30% to tighten that boom. And if you need more knock, nudge transients up maybe plus 5 to plus 15. Important warning, too much boom sounds amazing solo, and then you play the track and it becomes this sub explosion that eats the mix. So treat boom like seasoning, not the main ingredient. Nice, that's the kick SUB. That's your body. Step 3, build the attack layer on kick attack. Duplicate the same kick clip onto kick attack, or choose a different clickier kick if you have one. But duplicating is totally fine for this lesson. Add EQ 8 first. High pass it aggressively. Somewhere around 150 to 250 HC, and use a steep slope, 24 or even 48 dB per octave. The point is, this layer should not carry low end. This avoids phase weirdness and keeps your weight solid. Now, if it needs bite, boost around 2 to 5 KHC, maybe 2 to 6 dB. If it gets plasticky or harsh, you can slightly cut around 6 to 8 KHC. Next device, Redux. This is where the old school crunchy edge shows up fast. Set downsample somewhere between 2 and 6. Start at 4. Set bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits. Try 10. Then keep dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. You're not trying to turn it into a video game sound. You're aiming for sample texture like it's been through a box that isn't perfectly clean. Optional, but helpful. Transient control with drum bus on this attack layer. Keep it light. Transients around plus 10. Drive 2 to 5%. Boom at 0. No boom here. This layer is a knife, not a hammer. Step 4. Create the sampler crunch resample layer. This is the vibe step. We're going to resample the layered kick, because old school character often comes from committing to auto, then degrading it. It's not just what you process. It's the fact you print it and treat it like a real object. Create a new auto track called Kick Print, unless you want to use Kick Crunch for recording. Set the input of Kick Print to resampling in Ableton's I/O section. Now solo your kick bus group. Make sure your master isn't clipping. Then record one or two bars of kicks. It can even just be a simple pattern for now. After recording, drag that recorded audio clip onto the kick crunch track. Then mute or disable kick prints so it's not in the way. Now take that resampled audio and put it into Simpler. You can drag it into Simpler directly, or right-click and slice, but for kick I usually like Simple Control. Load it into Simpler. In Simpler, set it to one shot. Choose gate if you want note length to control it, or trigger if you want it to always play the full hit no matter what. Warp can stay off here. Now the crunchy chain on kick crunch. First, auto filter. Choose a low pass 12 dB filter. Roll the frequency down to around 6 to 10 kHz. This is you saying no to brittle digital fizz. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6, so it bites. Next, erosion. Set it to noise mode. Frequency around 2 to 6 kHz. Amount very small, like 0.2 to 1.0. Dry slash wet 5 to 15%. Erosion is one of those devices where 1 mm of movement is a whole vibe shift. Keep it tiny. You want airborne dust, not broken speaker. Next, saturator. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. You want crunchy, but not flat. If it starts sounding like someone put a pillow on the kick, back off. Next, EQ8. High pass this layer around 120 to 200 Hz. This is really important. The crunch layer should not compete with your sub layer. It's a texture and mid-definition layer. If needed, add a small boost around 1 to 3 kHz so the texture reads. Then utility. Set width to 0%. Mono. All jungle kicks are almost always centered, and wide low end is just unreliable on real systems. Keep it locked. Now step 5. Blend the three layers. Unsolo everything and play a simple DNB pattern. Here's the balance approach. Kick SUB is the main body. Kick attack is just enough so you hear the tap through breaks. Kick crunch is that layer you barely notice until you mute it. And do the classic test. Mute kick crunch. If the kick suddenly feels too clean and too polite, you got it right. Bring it back in just enough to make the kick feel like it's been handled, printed, and slightly abused in a good way. Now a quick coaching note on gain staging, because it changes how distortion behaves. Try to have each layer peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dB before it hits the kick bus. Crunch devices are level sensitive. If you distort something that's already blazing hot, everything turns into the same flattened smack and you lose control. Also, consistency matters in jungle. If your kick changes a ton hit to hit, it'll feel messy under breaks. If you're using Simpler on any layer, while designing, keep velocities consistent. Set your MIDI notes to a fixed velocity like 100. And in Simpler, turn down VEL to VOL if it's causing volume jumps. Once the kick is solid, then you can reintroduce tiny velocity differences for groove. Next big coaching fix, phase and timing. Even if you've high-passed the attack and crunch layers, tiny timing offsets can steal punch. If your kick got thinner when you layered it, zoom into the waveform. Line up the first upward transient of each layer. If it needs it, nudge the kick attack layer slightly earlier by just a few samples, like minus 1 to minus 10 samples. You can do this with track delay too. You're listening for the moment the kick feels more forward and solid, not clicky and attached. Step 6. Glue the kick bus. On the kick bus group, add glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 4 to 1. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If there's a soft clip option, turn it on. This should make the layers feel like one instrument, not three samples stacked. Then add EQ8 for final shaping. If it's too boomy, a small dip around 60 to 90 Hz. If it's papery, a dip around 300 to 500. If it needs knock, a gentle boost around 100 to 130. But be careful because that area gets crowded fast. Then a limiter, but only as safety. If you're slamming the limiter to make it loud, don't. Go back and rebalance your layers. Loudness comes later. Right now we want a kick that speaks in the mix. Step 7. Place it like jungle, not like house. In jungle, the kick often reinforces the break, it doesn't replace it. You want the break to stay alive and talking, so keep the kick pattern fairly sparse. Try a simple two-bar idea at 172. Bar 1. Kick on 1, then a little push around 1.3, and maybe 1 on 3. Bar 2, kick on 1, then one cheeky syncopation just before 4. Now drop a classic break underneath, like Amen or Thing or Hot Pants style, and high pass the break slightly, so your kick owns the low end. On the break track, add EQ8 and high pass around 90 to 140 Hz, depending on how bassy the break is. And here's an arrangement upgrade that's very jungle and very effective. Instead of only EQ carving, Carve rhythmically. Put a compressor on the brake. Sidechain it from the kick bus. Fast attack. Medium release. And just 1 to 3 dB of ducking. That creates a little pocket exactly when the kick hits. So the kick reads clearly even when the brake is loud. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. If you use too much boom on drum bus, it turns into mush with sub and bass line. If your attack layer still has low end, you'll get phase issues and a hollow kick. If you overdo redux or erosion, it stops sounding like character and starts sounding like damage. If your kick isn't mono down low, it'll be unreliable on systems. And if you skip resampling completely, you'll often miss that authentic old-school committed feel. Now a couple pro tips for darker or heavier DNB. Tune your kick boom frequency so it doesn't sit exactly on your sub's main note. If your sub is huge around 43 Hz, try kick boom around 55 to 65 so they're not fighting. If you want a warehouse dirt vibe, add hybrid reverb in convolution mode only on the crunch layer. Super short room, like 0.2 to 0.5 seconds. Low cut high, like 300 Hz+. Wet only 5 to 10%. It should feel like the kick exists in a space, not like it's swimming. If you want extra edge, try amp on the crunch layer. Clean or blues, low gain, dry slash wet 5 to 20%.